Storm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So I'm really taking my time to explore what Rochester has to offer, which I think is so important in the winter. And I know so many things are closed, and it's a tough time. But what happens if you're not a skier or a snowshoer? Like, where do you go to enjoy yourself in winter? So I spent holidays visiting museums are still open. That is, like, I think the unbelievable gift of Rochester. We went to the Warhol exhibit at the Memorial Art Gallery. It's such a little gem. They time your visits so that you know, are socially distanced. I can't recommend it more highly. Then the George Eastman House, so beautiful to walk around there. And they have an exhibit about clouds. I guess clouds are really hard to get pictures of. And photographers work really hard and have been working really hard since the beginning of photography to take pictures. It's the most amazing exhibit. And then finally, I don't know if you've heard about this amazing food hall that's opened up at the Sibley Building called the Mercantile on Main. I'm very proud because my friend Ken Green is the visionary who 3 years ago said, we've got to get affordable, amazing, diverse eats in Rochester. And he has this enormous canvas to work on called the Sibley Building. And he's really combined the historical. I mean, I'm not from Rochester, but people talk about like meeting under that clock.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And they have restored the clock. And they have this enormous communal table that that they had made that says on top of it, meet me under the clock. They have a play space for when, of course, everything can reopen. This space is an amazing addition right across from Parcel 5 in downtown Rochester. And the food is really diverse. It's minority and women led. And there's Palermo's Market is coming there an Indian concept. And it's all open now for takeout. The Cub Room has got two concepts, including a pasta concept, Flower Kitchen. And my favorite thing, because I'm the meat eater in the family, it's called Cut. It's literally called Cut. And then there's Pho, which you have to have in the winter, right? That broth.
Yep.
Incredible coffee. So it's all available for takeout now, but it's so beautiful. You should just go pick up your food so you can see.
No, you just told me some things I did not know. I think that's fantastic, especially about the Sibley Building. I did not know anything was going on there. That's awesome.
Oh, so our friend Ken Green is a visionary who really, I'm so proud of him and of Rochester for finding new ways to enjoy winter and really all seasons.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.